It's 79 degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville Electric Services Board could soon be overhauled. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that a bill requiring utilities to include board representatives from surrounding counties has passed both the House and the Senate.
The bill is specific in that it only applies to electric companies that serve 50,000 customers outside their home county. Effectively, this means...
This is legislation that applies to exactly one utility in Nashville Electric Service.
That's Senator Jeff Yarbrough. The legislature has been eyeing changes to NES ever since Winter Storm Fern caused mass outages in Middle Tennessee. But Nashville lawmakers, like Yarbrough, say the storm is being used as an excuse to wrest control from the city.
We have seen bill after bill after bill that's about changing governance here, and frankly, about taking governance away from a few disfavored cities.
But proponents of the bill, like Senator Jack Johnson from Williamson County, say it's about representation.
It's very frustrating when you have to tell your constituents that, well, the board of that municipal utility that provides electricity to you, all of the appointments are from a Nashville elected official.
The bill would require NES to add board members from each county it operates in with more than 3,500 members. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Both chambers approved the bill, but the House version had some amendments. The Senate has to decide whether to adopt the House version. Then the governor would have to sign it. Tennessee voters can still pick which primary to vote in without having to declare membership in a party. State lawmakers narrowly voted down a bill that would have required voters to semi-permanently affiliate with a political party in order to vote in its primary. Those who weren't associated with any political party would have been excluded from the primaries entirely. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.